101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Thank God it's Friday.
All right, let's do this. Happy Friday. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Sitting next to Bill Hooks, Will Wilson. I'm Nick Gregeth, hanging out with you till 11 o'clock. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with us. We will try to get you to lunch as quick as darn possible and get you through the morning. Big show lined up. It's Friday. That means we've got guests coming out of our ears. Dane Todd, hour number two, former Husker fullback. Dr. Dane Todd, DDT, with Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. He'll be in the house. We will chat with him. I'm excited to ask him just how doable he thinks the rules that were put in place.
The positivity rates, baby.
Yeah, how by the Big Ten. How doable does he think those are for the Big Ten? We'll chat about that. We'll talk about the team. Time to get excited. Schedule may or may not come out today. We'll see. Bill Moose is on that committee, by the way, so yes, you know what that means. We will eventually see it. That's you, Will. There it was. I heard it.
There it is.
Thanks, Bill. Right. It's Friday. He had a late night probably last night. Thirsty Thursday and all.
He's probably at the bar.
Hanging out, doing his thing. Speaking of that, we will be down at Tavern on the Square at 3:30 again today.
Yes,
so if
we
you want
will.
To come down and hang out, I heard a rumor that Will Wilson is going to be there. So, if anything, it's worth coming down to see Will Wilson.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
I figured you'd have the ksh. That's what you need on there. There you go. But so we'll be down there. Come hang out with us. They've got another great game from 97 coming up tomorrow down at Tavern on the Square. It's a great time. And I told you, there's little secret things going on, mm-hmm. fun things that you find out when you get down there.
Yeah, down there.
And you end up seeing, I don't know, former Huskers, different things running around. So Tavern on the Square is a spot to be tomorrow. Also today at 3:30, we'll be down there for about an hour, hour and a half.
Come say hi.
Now, on Friday, something we've started on this show, we decided because our show is just goofy, probably shouldn't even be on the radio, we decided to bring in a real broadcaster, someone who actually knows what they're doing. That is Jeff Motes to talk high school football with us. And Motesy, last night, there was a school in town that got screwed by a bunch of rich kids from Millard. That's what I feel like.
You know, I looked at the highlights last night, and I was over during the Northeast game over on KFOR, so I didn't have a chance to see the full game, but it sounds like that East Millard North game was really an exciting one down to the wire. But I saw the clip where Millard North had the ball right outside like the goal line or the 1 yard mm-hmm. line of East High, and they do the quarterback sneak.
Mm-hmm.
And one angle.
Last play of the game, by the way.
Yeah.
Last play of the game. Score at that time, 41, Lincoln East, 40, Millard North, Lincoln East, undefeated Lincoln East, by the way, at that moment.
And had they stayed undefeated, obviously their ranking would improve. I still think they're going to be a ranked team when the new rankings come out next week. But looking at the highlight clip, and I know Channel 7 posted something on Twitter, they got a good angle on it, and it looks like the quarterback from Millard North, his knee went down.
He went down immediately. It was immediate.
But
he went to a knee and then tried to dive over the line.
Can't do that.
Is what he tried to do.
But what happened is, too, you can't tell based on the angle because you got a receiver kind of in the way of the view of the camera, and you can't tell if he's holding on to the ball or if it popped out as the knee was going down. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding this. Obviously, there's no instant replay in high school football, but, I mean, this is a heartbreaker for a team like Lincoln East, who I said in recent weeks on this show is a dangerous football team.
Oh, yeah,
and they still are.
Yeah.
They still are.
Yep.
Noah Walters is a hell of a quarterback.
So over on 96 Kicks, we do this thing on Fridays called Get It Off Your Chest, where people can call in and yell about something that's making them angry. We had three parents call in.
Whoa.
They want to stay anonymous. They didn't want their kid
no,
to know
called,
that they're
in school.
In. Three parents, though, called in from Lincoln East, angry angry about this thing. And one of them said they were standing right there, and you could see that this kid, his knee was down. And on top of that, before he even, after his knee was down, the ball comes out of his hand, goes into the end zone somewhere. But you can't go forward. Yeah, you can't. So, like, as far as I know, and if someone is a high school ref and wants to call in 402-466-3776, all right? I would love to hear if someone is a coach and knows this, that's listening or whatever. In high school, Nebraska high school football, I know in other ones, college and in pro, if you're an offensive player and you fumble the ball forward and your team recovers it, let's say it's 12 yards downfield, doesn't matter, it's forward. It's the point that you fumbled it is where the ball goes to. You can't fumble forward. Like, I can't be running and fumble the ball, have it bounce ahead 5 yards for a first down, and one of my teammates jump on it.
I don't think
so. It's from where you, I'm like 99% sure that's how that rule is. Someone please call and tell us if you know better. But that's why I don't understand. Even if they must have, because you can't at the 1 yard line. If they said, and I don't know what did the umps say or the refs say at the end? What was there? They ruled it a touchdown. What were they debating? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
Because they just ran off the field. That's what one of the parents said.
Well, and
they said they ran away and jumped in their car. Their one car, there was like eight of them.
Yeah, they literally left right
away.
And
they just drove.
I didn't see it again last time because I was over doing
the
Northeast game.
She called it a clown car. I did not. But the parent.
If you look at the social media posts this morning, like if you get on Twitter and they're talking about this game.
It's crazy.
There are people that are definitely saying that there is friction.
Yeah.
Between the Omaha and Lincoln schools.
Of course.
Because
I played these games.
Well, yeah.
This way forever.
You know, Papillion La Vista.
Yeah, we hated Lincoln.
But there's definite friction.
Now I'm here. I hate those Omaha teams. Millard North are rich kids.
Jeez.
They get everything handed to them, silver spoon, even forward fumbles into the end zone.
So are they the rich school of Millard, or
they're
is it Millard West?
They're all rich.
Or Millard South?
It's Omaha.
You just answered your own question. If there is a North-South, and as a small suburb of a city, if you get to have North, South, and West, you know you got cash coming out of your ears.
But here's the question. Who's richer, those three or West Side?
Yes, all of them. West Side, also rich.
Okay. It might be the refs after the check they got that was in the car.
Who's richer? Those three, West Side, Creighton Prep.
Uh-huh. Nailed it.
Yes, nailed them all.
Got it.
Good work.
That's true. The only school over there that I don't make fun of is Benson. It's because those guys could beat me up back in the day, so I stayed away. That was like Randy Stella and all those guys that did not want a piece. They were tough.
You know, back to the original argument about this particular call, it is a travesty. Channel 7 had a good angle on it. I don't know how KXVO had it last night on their view, but it looks like the kid from Miller North, his knee went down, and the ball either popped out right as he got toward the goal line, and either he kept it or he got a grab of it and it was short of the goal line. It's hard to tell. Again,
tomorrow at Tavern on the Square, I was just informed, and I'm excited about this. Our guy Josh, owner of Triple B Screen Printing, he will have his trailer over there. They're going to be doing that for what we're promoting. We're talking about today. Maybe we can get him to make some sort of shirt that says like Millard South screwed over Lincoln East, or those umps or those refs suck. Or I don't know, something. Like
that.
We got Lincoln East got screwed, and then the date.
So East, despite the great effort last night, they fall 46-41. But next Thursday night. That's going to determine ultimately the city championship because they'll play East and Southeast are playing. Now, Southeast will have that game tonight with Creighton Prep here on ESPN Lincoln. And, Southeast, depending on what rankings you look at, they're number five, Prep's number nine. And I would expect Southeast would come away with a win there tonight. Prep's just coming off of quarantine.
Really?
Yeah, so they missed last week because of COVID, and so they're back this week. I think... Because of that, Southeast probably has the upper hand, but Southeast is a really good football team. But the East-Southeast game next Thursday night, we're going to carry that here on ESPN Lincoln just because it's going to be a great matchup, number one. Number two, it could determine the city championship under the circumstances that we have this year for COVID-19. By the way, Crete, they're not playing for the next two weeks because of COVID. So
I got a tweet coming in, wants to know, Will Wilson, this is going to have to be your answer.
Yeah, it is.
Wants to know, top three least liked teams in Lincoln. Give me the least liked high schools in Lincoln for sports, because you grew up playing high school.
Yeah.
You were in high school here.
And you went to
You're a Lincolnite.
That's easy.
Okay, what
that's,
is it?
That's Southwest, Southeast, and Pius.
Oh, not us Rockets?
No.
I'm
no,
surprised.
We're cool. No, we're cool.
Which you like?
Because,
hold on.
The Rockets are afterthought.
Because, right? Because back in my day, East and Northeast, I mean, there was blood.
Really?
In my day.
Uh-oh.
Mozart.
Even though we knew a lot of those guys, and we were good friends with those guys.
I guess.
But when it came to competition.
Who are your three again, Will?
It was Southwest, Southeast, and Pius. But Mozi has a good point. We had a pretty good basketball rivalry with Southeast for a few years. But no, it wasn't as bad.
I know you've got a beef with Pius, because you and Bill have yelled at each other over this.
Yeah, I don't lie. Not
Bill's
many.
A big Pius guy.
Uh-oh.
Because his kids will be Pius kids.
You know, my wife went there. She graduated from
there. Is that where your wife went, was Pius?
Yeah.
See, my wife went to Southeast.
Yeah.
So she likes to tell me all the time how great Southeast is.
Yeah.
She was there when, Dane and all those guys were there. So she always
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day. Mozi and I are back in the day.
Yeah.
the week before that day.
When Northeast was
whatever day back in the day is, you guys were the week before
that. We were like 2 months.
When we were winning state basketball titles at Northeast.
There you go.
Back in the day.
Now we got to get out there and make sure they get dusted off.
Right. I love high school rivalries. It's so fun.
Really quick, and I know we're up against the clock here, but last night's game I did over on KFOR was Columbus and Northeast. And Northeast is in a rebuilding process, and I will give them credit. They played hard till the very end. It was a 55-7 win for Columbus.
Yeah.
Columbus is very talented. They got some studs up there, and I think they're going to be another team when we get to the postseason that can make some headway.
Nice.
But I give credit to Northeast. They worked hard. I one of the best plays of the night was a 34-yard touchdown pass from Jeremiah Collier to Mason Hoke that got Northeast on the scoreboard right before halftime. But they just continue to work hard and rebuild, and I want to give them props. One more thing I want to point out. The Nebraska School Activities Association yesterday, their board of directors had voted to not seed the Class A playoffs like they normally do.
Okay.
So 24 of the 31 teams that are participating in football this fall, all of them will qualify for the playoffs in what would be the last week of the regular season. So week 9 would be like October 23rd. Mm-hmm. So 9 through 24, they're going to play. The winners of that will play 1 through 8. So the top 8 teams will play. Yeah. So that just because of COVID.
Okay.
I mean, you have to do it because a lot of teams had their district opponents either quarantined because of COVID or they're not playing because of COVID.
Got a tweet coming in, says, "Hey, Gregeth, what about Papillion La Vista? Those are hardworking, blue-collared, really good people at that school." I just throw that out there.
Hey, we had some good games against you guys back years ago.
Dude, we always look forward to at Papillion La Vista. It was like getting a chance to play the Millard schools, and then playing Southeast was who we always, that way we were always hyped for that, because you don't get a lot of that. At least when I went to school, you didn't get a lot of the cross city games back and forth. So when we got to play Southeast in the regular season, it was awesome.
Gibson,
loved it.
Let's see, Gibson was what, 96? He was in my class.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who else you had up there at the time. Selecta was up there.
Yeah, Jeremy Selecta was there. Mike Mamula played quarterback for Kearney for 4 years. He was our quarterback up there. Yeah.
See.
Oh yeah.
Basketball.
Oh, yeah.
We always played.
Selecta was a
basketball
beast.
And we always played against like Kevin Mungin and David Tashira and all the. I mean, they were all good players.
Yeah,
back
man.
Then.
There was back then. I always tell people, and it's different now with recruiting and in high school and all that stuff. But it was, and I'm sure this happened where you were at, Hooks, but like people would transfer from Texas or different states up to Papillion La Vista or Lincoln Southeast to come be where Nebraska could see them, because they were trying to get recruited by Nebraska. So like every year we would have, whether it be football, basketball, baseball was a big one, women's softball and women's volleyball, Papillion La Vista was huge, but we would always get people transferring in from somewhere from outside of the country their senior year to come play because they wanted to be seen by the Huskers. So it's kind of crazy. They don't really do that too much now.
Remember Christian Lacouture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, he came up to play his senior year at Southwest, was going to go to Nebraska, and then changed direction. He went back down to LSU.
Well, and there's a lot of that stuff, too. But, it's not as prevalent as it used to be, because they didn't really have, like, I mean, this is, so I graduated in 99. They didn't, they had rivals and stuff, but it wasn't like it is now. Like, yeah. It wasn't as.
Well, you got Papio South.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's your crosstown rival.
Yeah, that's a weird deal there.
That's like
They were years after I was done.
That's a 1 mile.
My, my brother who's in town here is a doctor. His senior year was when, Papio South was built. And that thing was like 200 yards from where I grew up. From my house, and the poor guy had to go there instead of going to, so he didn't get to go to his actual high school.
You know, they got a nice football stadium right over there.
They do.
That's a nice place.
They do. They do. So. That whole deal is nice out there. All right, Motes, we appreciate it, brother. So what's the games we got tonight?
Tonight here on ESPN Lincoln, starting around 8 o'clock, Chris Schmidt will be on the air. It'll be Southeast Creighton Prep. And I'm sure Dr. Dane Todd can relate to playing against Creighton Prep back in the day.
Oh, stupid.
And so that's the big game in town tonight. It'd be number 5 versus number 9. The big one in Class A this weekend will be number 1 Bellevue West versus, I believe, number 3. I think they're number 3 this week, Millard South.
Yep.
I have all these text messages just coming in from people saying, tell Hooks nobody likes Pius.
Oh, wow.
They're all coming at you. Will's in there like, I told you. I am Switzerland on this topic.
Wow. Hey, I'm Rodney Dangerfield. I'm Northeast over here. No respect.
Yeah, no respect at all.
My God. Well, someone tweeted and said, isn't Northeast in a perpetual rebuilding process?
Oh, jeez.
They kind of have been for years.
Well,
I love the high school rivalry.
You know, it's about awesome. The most petty thing you can do.
I love it.
But, yeah. You know, in their defense, I mean, they worked hard last night. They really did. It's just... There were some big plays that Columbus had, and those were big difference makers last night. And Columbus got out to a 21-0 lead in the first quarter. Their first play from scrimmage was a 77-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keep.
A friend of mine just texted me that I grew up with, and I was at Papillion. He said, Greget, the only other high schools you liked in Omaha when you were at Papillion La Vista was Marion and Duchenne and Mercy. Those are the all-girls.
True story. Best thing you're going to hear all day.
That's the most true thing
you'll hear all day.
Thank you, Joe.
That's funny.
That's true. It is true. Boy. All right, let's take a break. Motsy, thank you so much. Motes. We look forward to the games, man, as always.
Yep.
If you guys get a chance, check out the video of this last play. You know, I think the Lincoln team got screwed on this deal. I would love to hear from one of the refs. To what their decision was. Again, if they're saying he fumbled it forward, I don't believe you can recover it forward in the end zone for a touchdown. I could be wrong on that. That's my understanding of it, but we'll find out. Otherwise, you can see the video. That dude's knees like a yard
down.
And some change behind the
it's down.
Behind the line. So I don't know.
It's like Penn State, Nebraska all over again.
It's a bunch of baloney. All right, we will take a quick break. Back after this.